بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Discussing the battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named the battle of Badr in the Quran as Yawm al-Furqan, the day of criterion, the day of distinguishing haq from batil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in various portions in the Quran regarding this incident and the battle of Badr. Last week we had discussed some of the incidents. To refresh a few, Sa'd ibn Khaythama radiallahu anhu, he and his father, they had to draw lots who was going into battle. Uthman radiallahu anhu had to stay behind, but he got a share in the booty and he was considered as a Badri because he stayed behind for the khidmah of his wife, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ruqiyya radiallahu anha. Then we spoke about the mizaj of Sharia. One is our desires and what does the Sharia desire of us? That's important that we play into the desires of the Sharia as compared to what I desire. Many Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped at a place and he had to scan the army to ensure that everyone was capable, able and of age. And certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum were stopped and barred, prevented from continuing on the journey. And those Sahaba radiallahu anhum were so zealous of going in. The incident of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu and his brother Umair, young but he's crying, he says, Inni uhibbul khuruj, I want to go out in the path. Anyway, coming back to all of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, his gaze, his plan, is the caravan of Abu Sufyan, 1,000 camels fully laden, the best investment ever of the entire people of Makkah Mukarramah besides one person. So it's really a handsome prize and booty for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. If we want to avenge our losses, this is an opportunity. Let's go in for it. Abu Sufyan is on the return coming back from Sham, the old Levant. And Abu Sufyan is on very high alert because going time, he was informed of what was the intentions. He managed to escape. Now it's the return. That's now back with all the goods. So he's on very high alert. Any person he is meeting, he's asking them for information. Any information, you know what's happening, what's the latest, whatever he can take, he's taking. And he's trying to gather information of the whereabouts, the route and the position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the army. Someone comes and informs him. He says, Abu Sufyan, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they have left Medina Munawwara already, they're out for you. So immediately he looked and he found a person by the name of Damdam ibn Amr. And he says, oh Damdam, I'll pay you a handsome amount of money, astronomical figure, just to rush to Makkah Mukarramah and give the information to the kuffar, the chieftains, that there is an attack on their caravan. That's all. I'm going to delay, I'll stall this journey. By the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we come close, you know, in line with Medina Tayyibah, by then inshallah, the kuffar, as if to say, they will be there to help me. So he hired him and Damdam is en route to Makkah Mukarramah. 3 days before Damdam could reach, 3 days before he could reach, Atikah, the sister of Abbas, who later on became radiallahu an, she sees a dream. She's frantic. She's terrified. She comes to her brother. She says, I saw a dream. He says, wait, hold on. What happened in the dream? I can't tell you the dream. Okay, sit down. She got his confidence. He says, no, hold on. You have to tell me what was the dream. He says, I had a dream and there's a horseman and he came to the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah. And in this outskirts, he positions himself on a very high mountain and he addresses us and he says, Ya Ala Ghudar, in some narrations, Ya Ala Fujar, Infiru, quickly get ready, run, move, way, Ila Masari'ikum Lithalath, 3 days time, get ready to move to the place of you getting killed, to your slaughter place. So she's shocked. Then this person in the dream, he climbs the Kaaba Sharif. He addressed all the chieftains that did not come to hear He says, Infiru ya ala ghudar. Your time has come. You have to go to your place of killing and massacre. And then this person goes on to the Jabal of Abu Qubais in Makkah Mukarramah, and he says the same thing, he is repeating it. And eventually he throws a pebble, this person in the dream, throws a pebble down the mountain. The pebble rolls down, breaks into smaller fragments, pieces, and enters every single home in Makkah Mukarramah. And she says, this is the dream. So the dream, Abbas, that I am not yet a Muslim, he says, don't ever tell anyone about it. He says, okay, top secret, we're not going to tell anyone. So happened he met his best friend, Utbah. So he told him, listen, this is the dream my sister had, Atika. She saw the dream. And eventually, if a dream, someone comes to know about it, there's none to blame but yourself, a secret. If you say, I told my best friend, but he's also got a best friend, and everyone's got the best friend, so the secret has to come out. So eventually it came out. Now it's public news. All know about it. Atika had a dream. Abu Jahl was sitting with his friends in the vicinity of the Kaaba Sharif. Abbas comes. He's making his tawaf of Jahiliyyah. Abu Jahl says, when you're done, I want to see you. He's looking at him. Like, what happened? So he carried on with his tawaf. He finished. He came. He says, yeah. He says, is that not sufficient that your men of your family, Banu Hashim, they claim Nubuwat, now the lady is claiming Nubuwat. What's this nonsense? So he is plain dumb and ignorant. He says, what are you talking about? What happened? Your sister's dream? You don't know about your sister's dream. He says, no, what happened in the dream? He says, no, your sister had the dream. She's claiming now in 3 days people are coming. Listen, if in 3 days nothing happens, I am going to make the announcement, and you know who I am, that you are the biggest liar in this valley. Kept quiet, closed his mouth, and he went away. He's doubting, is this dream true or not? Now he's thinking to himself, deliberating, maybe my sister just had one random dream, can't be true. And he's worried, he's concerned. The woman of the tribe come to him. He says, listen, if Hamza was here, he wouldn't have stood like you. He would have finished Abu Jahl. You keeping quiet like a lady and you listening. Come on, man, do something. Abbas, immediately he musters up some courage. He says, yeah, I have to do something now. I have to do something. Because now the ladies are even cheering him up. So he's getting ready. He says, I'm going to go to Abu Jahl. On the third day, as he's marching, he says, before Abu Jahl comes to me, I'm going to meet him. As he's going, Abu Jahl, frantic, running, rushing, doesn't know what he's doing. And he says, Abbas, Abbas. He's looking, whoever he sees, he's screaming the name. What happened, Abu Jahl? What happened? He says, Dum-dum. Dum-dum just arrived on the third day. On the third day he arrives. And he says, Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, Al-Latima. O people of Quraysh, your caravan. Now to get the attention of the people, he takes the saddle, he turns it upside down. He takes the nose of his camel, jadda'a. Some say he cut the nose of his conveyance. And then he takes his shirt and he tears it. He says, I don't think so, you all got time, you're not going to make it. By the time I left Abu Sufyan, he's on this route, you're going to leave from here, you all may not reach that trade caravan. Abu Jahl cannot believe it. He says, this is a dent in our integrity and honor. You know who we are? And they are becoming impediments in our trade route. Listen, this seems to be the beginning of many more. Because Madina Munawara is so strategically located that any trade caravan of ours is going to be intercepted. For once and for all, let's go and mow them down. We going for it. So he, within 2 to 3 days, he prepared 1,000 strong army. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, how many horses? 2 or maybe 3. Yes, 100 horses, some say 200 horses, 100 horses. How many camels? 700 camels. En route to the journey, en route as they go in and traveling to Madinah Tayyibah,
every of the influential people were slaughtering 9, 10, 11 camels just to feed the army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the believers, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Don't ever be like those people who live in pomp and glory. They want to show, you see who we are and how many we are and what we possess. Don't ever have that pride within you. Break it and take it out. It's a very dangerous spiritual malady. Rid yourself of it. Don't ever be like the kuffar. Oh Muslims, be careful. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kuffara, traveling and they're coming. What was supposed to be a walk in the park for the sahaba became a training ground for them. You know, supposed to be a walk in the park. Meaning like kuffar supposed to be saying like, hat in hand, take it. Because what are we going to do when we are a trade caravan, approximately 30, 40 people, sahaba yalla, I mean, 300, what are we going to do? We can't stand in front of you. But this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to change it as an amazing, you know, situation, and what's going to play out will be the pride of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sahaba radiallahu anhu, we're not even prepared for this war. Abu Lahab, now they're preparing. Abu Lahab doesn't want to leave. He says, no, I'm not going. My sister, the dream. Big trouble. Listen, ask Abu Jahl's brother. Ask bin Hisham, ask. He was owing Abu Lahab a big amount of money. Abu Lahab said, listen, I'm not going out. But if you want me to settle your account and see, I'll write it off. I'll wipe it off. You just represent me in this battle. I'm scared. I can't go out in this. Imagine a kafir having yaqeen in that. He's so scared. So he says, no, I'm not going out. Eventually he stayed behind. Us went in his favor just to wipe off the debt. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, a Muslim from the Ansar in Medina, Tayyiba, he had a very good relationship with Umayyah, who was amongst the chieftains of Makkah Mukarram, one of the leaders. A very good relationship. Whenever Sa'd radiallahu anhu came to Makkah Mukarramah, he would stay with Umayyah. Umayyah went to Medina Tayyibah, he would take shelter with his house, and they would stay at each other's house. They were good friends, although they did not share the same religion. So on one of the journeys when Sa'd, it was just before this, that Sa'd ibn Mu'adh came to Makkah Mukarramah. So he's hiding, taking shelter with Umayyah. He told Umayyah, listen, I want to go for tawaf. He says, tawaf, the best time for you to go. Like, you know how it is summertime, we say best time is, you know, zawar time. No crowd, but you just have to bear the heat of it. So he says, yeah, no problem. If no one's going to trouble me, I'll go midday also. So he's preparing to go. As he goes, Abu Jahl catches him. So he sees him and he says, hey, you dare make tawaf with peace and ease here when you're not troubling our trade route? It's not going to happen. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh turned to him. He says, if you stop me from tawaf, I'll make sure the straight caravans never pass Madinah Tayyiba. Umayyah got very upset. He says, you talk to Abu Jahl like that? You're talking to Abu Jahl to say his caravans are not going to be allowed? You know who's he? This is the chief of the valley. Be careful. He turned to both of them. He says, Wallahi, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us both of you are going to get killed by his sahaba. Both of you are coming, they are going to get killed. Umayyah is shivering. He goes home, he's telling his wife, I have to make mashwara, telling his wife, hey, listen, this is what Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said. Nabi Sam is seen in Medina Munawwara, we're going to get killed. So he got scared. He said, hey, Sa'd, where are they going to kill me? In Makkah, outside. He said, hey, I don't know the details, but you're going to get killed. So his wife told him, for wallahi, ma yakdibu Muhammad idha haddath. Muhammad never speaks a lie. He never speaks a lie. Whenever he says anything, it can never be a lie. So his wife said, don't ever go in this battle of Badr. Kafir is telling the husband, don't go out. Husband is saying, I'm not going to go out. If that's going to be my death, I'm not going out. The level, some ulama say, if we have the level of yaqeen the kuffar had on the statements of Nabi Sam, we'll be successful. The kuffar of those days had yaqeen. They say we're not going. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. Today we see some sunnah. Let's see, well, today's day and age, we're not too sure whether it's, you know, applicable or not. We'll have to see whether we can climatize into this or whether, we have to see, na'udhu billah. Kuffar of those days had yaqeen. Allah give us love for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, no, I'm not going. Abu Jahl heard about it. And others also heard. Uqbat ibn Abi Mu'ayt, he comes. Now he's the ones who start the whole problem. So as Umayyah is sitting with the friends, not getting ready for the battle of Badr, he's comfortable, I'm staying at home. Uqba comes, he has one, you know, like how we would say like an oud burner, an incense burner. Generally in those days the woman used to use it. So he came in front of the crowd of people and his friends. He said, listen, you're a lady, you can use this. You're not coming Badr, listen, use this female fragrance. Now that upset him, like, I'm not a lady. I'm not a lady. He says, then come for Badr. If you're a man, come. So he says, okay, I have to make mashwara. Goes home. His wife said, how can you go? He says, no, I have to go. I mean, look at how they're talking and what they are saying about me. Wife says, listen, that is your death. It's written if ever you're going. Listen, I'm going to take a very fast conveyance. The fastest one I'm taking. If I sense any fear, I'll ride it and I'll come back to safety as quick as possible. She says, you gain as quick as possible to your death. Take it as quick as possible. Now he's also scared, he's worried, but eventually he leaves and he's gain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Medina Munawwara, okay, this would come at a later stage, but because we're speaking about masari'ikum, they gain to the place of being flawed, dropped and killed. In the battlefield, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a spot. He says, Fulan ibn Fulan, he'll get killed here. Nabi sallam walked, made a ring. Fulan ibn Fulan, he'll get killed here. Every person amongst the kuffar who is going to be killed, the chiefs amongst them, Nabi sallam said, he'll get killed here, he'll get killed there, he will be killed over there. Every place, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu says, after the battle, wallahi, not one person even went 1 centimeter beyond that spot. If my Habib Sam said, this spot, it has to be there. Till today you go to Badr, you look around the mountain pass and you look into the valley, lush, green, lovely. One spot, barren, dead. The people of the place are saying, we tried to plant every khajur tree. Never will even one khajur be, you know, not even one khajur will grow. Not even one tree will grow. Meaning that land in which they dwell, in which the chiefs of Makkah Mukarrama were thrown into, is so hated. Meaning that land is so unfertile that hating the people that are in it, it won't even produce anything. Not even khajur. So eventually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making mashwara with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The objective was the trade caravan. Now we're facing the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama. What do we do? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mashwara with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sahaba radiallahu anhum and he says, oh my Sahaba, what do I do? Listen, we didn't come for war. We came for the trade caravan. Kuffar are here, 1,000 fully equipped. Equipped to the teeth, they've got everything. What do we do? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulallah, you got our full support. Tell us what you want, we're going for it. Nabi Sam was happy, he smiled. He says, MashaAllah, you know, like I've got men around me. Second time Nabi says, Madrasa Sahaba, what you all really feel we should do like? So Umar radiallahu anhu stood up. He said, Ya Rasul, you got full support. I'm behind you. Thick and thin, I'm with you. Nabi Sam smiled, he's happy. Then the third time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed and he says, Sahaba, like, some more opinion. Anyone else to say something? Miqdad radiallahu anhu stands up. He says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La naqulu laka kama qalat banu Israel li Musa, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun. We will not give you the response of Banu Israel to Musa alayhi salam. Banu Israel told Musa, Musa, you and your Allah go fight, we're waiting. When you'll win, tell us, we'll walk in. We'll never say that. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will fight in front of you and behind you, on the right of you and on the left of you. Tell us what we need to do, we will do it. We with you. Nabi Sam smiled, he gave du'as just to that submission of Miqdad radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, if I possessed the world, I would have given it to Miqdad if he could just give me the reward of that one statement. His submission to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that moment gave such a smile on the Mubarak face of Nabi Sallallahu. I wish I could have done that. In the present climate, in what's happening in the world, how many of us are really totally submitting to the deen of Allah? Totally submitting, and that, inshallah, can bring a smile on the Mubarak face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can earn the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. These are all the lessons we glean and we take from the battle of Badr. Then eventually Nabi Sallam says, any mashwara? Any further mashwara? Sahaba radiyallahu anhu say, now what? Like, we said whatever needs to be said. Then eventually one of the Ansar Sahaba radiyallahu anhu stood up and he says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it seems like you are insinuating and indicating to us, you're waiting for us to give an answer. لَعَلَّكَ تَخْشَى أَن تَكُونَ الْأَنصَارِ تَرَى أَنَّ عَلِيهَا أَلَّا تَنْصُرَكَ إِلَّا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ. It seems like you are talking about the Ansar, because our pledge of allegiance when we invited you to Medina Munawwara was conditional, we will help you in Medina Tayyiba. And that's what we're standing for, we will do it. We will. And your fear is, it seems that you are scared we will not help you out of Madinah Tayyiba. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never, never ever. Sil habla man qata'ta. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can sil habla man shi'at. Waqta' habla man shi'at. Khud min amwalina ma shi'at. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can break ties with whoever you want. You can join ties with whoever you want. Take our money is available. And if you take money, it's more beloved to us than leaving some money with us. And even O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you tell us to run now to the furthest point, we'll run now. If you tell us to jump into the ocean, we're ready to do it. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever you go, we're behind you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alhamdulillah, I've got men around me. Now I'm ready. Now we're ready for the battle of Badr. So inshallah, the Sahaba will be forming their rows inshallah. And next week the battle will begin inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, inshallah.